Utah's Assistant Insurance Commissioner Tangi Northrup says it took a few days after the federal exchange was launched on October 1st to figure out there was a major problem.
Once we were actually able to get onto healthcare.gov, it was brought to our attention that Utah's largest health insurer, Select Health, none of their plans were showing up.
Once state officials noticed the problem, Northrup says they immediately contacted the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They learned that the federal website was not able to process Select Health's Utah template, so none of the insurer's medical plans were showing up.
Utah requested that the insurer's shopping portion of the HHS website to be disabled until they could load the Select Health plans because the information that was displaying to consumers was incorrect.
The federal government did not shut down Utah's shopping portion of the website as requested by the state. Northrup says the issue was fixed on November 1st. She says she's satisfied that the problem has been resolved, but displeased with the time it took to correct the errors. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.